Good day. This is Paige Estrotori, presenting your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, this Monday, November 3rd, 2025. Let's kick off with the recent strategic move by Macquarie Investment Management. They're streamlining their wrap platform, cutting over 240 actively managed and passive funds. The decision is all about enhancing efficiency and tapping into the trend of product consolidation. By reducing the number of fund options, they aim to simplify investment selection, which they believe could result in improved outcomes for advisors and clients. As investors, you may wish to consult your financial advisors to assess the impact of these changes and to explore any required adjustments to your portfolios. Changes of this nature are typical within our dynamic Australian financial landscape, but it always pays to stay informed and seek professional guidance in investment decisions. Now, turning to the younger generation, notably Generation Z, who appear to be notably underrepresented when it comes to financial advice. Key barriers are high service costs and a financial industry tilted towards older, wealthier clients. The industry needs to adapt, with figures such as Glenn Hare of Fox & Hare Financial Advice calling for targeted engagement strategies. Another perspective comes from Neil Rogan of Russell Investments, who suggests the involvement of family members in the financial planning process to foster confidence and provide long-term guidance. Whichever route is taken, transparency and ethical considerations are paramount, as noted by Nathan Fradley. Addressing these challenges could significantly improve Gen Z's financial literacy, aiding in their future wealth-building strategies. In other news, investment platform Netwealth has called for government intervention following the collapse of the First Guardian Master Fund, leaving many members facing significant losses. They've invoked a section of the Superannuation Industry Supervision Act, alleging fraudulent activity by Falcon Capital. While the government ponders their request, Netwealth plans to recover losses through liquidators, although they do concede the government aid may not cover all losses. This situation is a sobering reminder that even in a tightly regulated industry like ours, oversight and vigilance are essential. Finally, we look at findings from a study by Apt Wealth Partners with some intriguing results. Australian retirees who seek financial advice express significant confidence in their finances. However, the study highlights a substantial gap in estate planning, demonstrating an urgent need for beneficiary education and stronger emphasis placed on discussing estate planning with advisors. With an estimated $3.5 trillion worth of wealth set to be transferred in the near future, it underlines the importance of professional guidance in preventing financial missteps and family disputes. That's your daily financial services news wrap. Remember, for all your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Once again, this is Paige Estrotori, making sure you stay informed in the ever-evolving world of finance. Have a great day.